This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the attention that's being paid today to stories of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there is more than just shopping to report. At as many as 100 Walmart stores, sales clerks and warehouse workers and their labor union allies have been protesting wages and working conditions. So over the next couple of days, we're going to meet some of those warehouse workers. We're going to look at Walmart's network of temporary contractors who keep its supply chain humming. And we're going to look at how we all benefit from those famous low, low prices. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the first in our series.
I'm trying hard not to get run over by a steady stream of Walmart trucks. They grind and screech past me down the approach road to Walmart warehouse number 6909 in Mira Loma, California, about 50 miles east of the port of Los Angeles. Javier Rodriguez works here.
Right now, what's arriving is merchandise for different Walmart destinations, and our job here is to sort it and send it in trailers all over the United States.
They move everything here, from toys to electronics. This is what's called a cross-dock. Goods, mostly imported from Asia, come in from vendors like Mattel. Workers run them across the loading dock, then reload them right away into Walmart trucks.
En este caso, como yo, que soy un driver, forklift driver.
Rodriguez makes $10 an hour as a forklift driver. He's got four kids. Now that his shift's over, he's off to the second warehouse job he works to make ends meet.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Victor Cadillo lives nearby in a rundown apartment with his wife, two kids, a brother, and cousin. Cadillo works at the same warehouse. He's what's called a lumper. He loads Walmart boxes by hand. That's an $8 an hour job, but he rarely gets 40 hours.
32, 34 hours a week, taking home probably 190 to 220 max.
Cadillo's been there a year. Like Rodriguez, he's classified as a temporary worker, so no sick time, no vacation, health, or retirement benefits. He says the work's grueling and not very safe.
Our ramps, your wheels will get caught, and all your freight falls. Our carts, sometimes the wheels don't even work with that extra 1,000 pounds on it, impossible to pull. Our water, sometimes we don't even have water.
Now, the warehouse where Cadillo and Rodriguez work moves goods exclusively for Walmart, but it isn't owned or operated by the giant retailer. Instead, Walmart contracts with a company called NFI to run the warehouse. NFI then contracts with temporary staffing agencies to hire and supervise the workers, several hundred of them. Javier Rodriguez explains.
La agencia se llama Warestaff.
The agency is Warestaff. But Warestaff works for NFI, and NFI works for Walmart.
Rodriguez, Cadillo, and other workers are organizing for better wages and conditions with help from the labor coalition Change to Win, which includes the Teamsters. Their group, Warehouse Workers United, has staged strikes and charges that workers have been fired or had their hours cut in retaliation. NFI spokeswoman Kathleen Hessert responds.
Absolutely, NFI says there has been no retaliation. Whether something has been damaged or not. Obviously, when you're moving a lot of product, there's going to be equipment that is damaged. Lack of water, totally false.
Hessert says the workers are fabricating problems to support their union efforts. Hessert also confirms that 90% of the workers in the warehouse are temps. The dramatic rise in permanent temp workers across the warehousing industry is a problem, say regulators who monitor the industry. The perma-temps are shuffled between staffing agencies that sometimes underpay them or don't provide proper equipment. If the workers complain, they're easily replaced.
Many of the workers my office have interviewed are characterized as temp workers, but they've been working for 4, 6, 8 or more years for the same warehouse.
Julie Sue is California Labor Commissioner. Last year, her department issued more than $1 million in fines for wage theft and other violations against a staffing agency on contract to provide workers at another Walmart warehouse.
The use of this kind of subcontracting is really meant to certainly cut costs, but also to make it more challenging to enforce the law in those workplaces. And it creates ultimately a very unstable, contingent workforce that is very, very vulnerable to abuse.
Warehouse labor groups from Southern California and Chicago traveled to Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart's home office, last month. They got a meeting with company executives, their first ever. Walmart VP of Communications David Tovar provided this prepared statement to Marketplace after the meeting.
Recently, some workers at third-party warehouses we use to move merchandise have raised some concerns about their work environment. And even though these workers aren't employed by Walmart directly, we're taking these allegations very seriously. The fact is, we hold all of our service providers to high standards and remain committed to ensuring that workers throughout our supply chain are treated with dignity and respect.
You have candy?
Back in Southern California, Victor Caudillo says he'd welcome that respect. His wife, Mary, would welcome a higher paycheck and full-time hours.
During the end of the month, it gets pretty crazy with food. Like, we're on the last bits. We, like, eat top ramen or cereals, you know. But it gets hard.
Tomorrow, we'll look at whether permatemping in the warehouses is designed to keep costs and prices low at Walmart and other big box retailers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.